When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, travelers. If you haven't already heard, we've released some new merch to our store to celebrate the finales of Juno Steel and Second Citadel. We have new posters, mugs, and shirts with Sharon O's beautiful new Juno Steel finale illustration. And of course, now might be the perfect time to pick up an I Survived the Penumbra podcast and All I Got Was the Stupid Gender sweatshirt, which is one of my personal favorite items. You can find everything at shopthepenumbrapodcast.com. Hi, travelers. Harley Takagi Kaner here. I can't believe this is the very last episode of Second Citadel. As you may have noticed, it is a very, very long episode, and if you need somewhere to put your feelings afterwards, I highly recommend you check out the bonus commentary track on Patreon, which includes 10 of the actors, plus me and Kevin, and is nearly 3 hours long. I hope you love this finale. It really was a labor of love. Part 1 of the Juno finale will come out on August 4th for $4 Patreon supporters and August 6th for everyone else. And in the meantime, on to the episode.
Good evening, traveler, and welcome to the Penumbra. Tonight's tale is The World to Come.
Oh, la la.
Lamb, please, we're right here, so please, please, please.
Lamb. Oh, la la, we have to keep moving.
Keep moving? But Lamb doesn't know where we are. He could get lost, or...
Lamorak is dead, oh, la la. I'm sorry.
He's not. He promised me.
I know, but...
Maybe he's hurt. Should we go back for him? Maybe Reaper Kestrel will let him live, but one of those invaders shot him and he needs our help, and if we can just
Lamorak is dead. We have to accept that fact and move on before...
Of course you want to move on without him. You never liked him to begin with. He was going to find a home for me, a real home, not just camping out in the wilderness with you. But you don't care about that, do you? You've never cared. You've been promising me a home for years, but you never intended to keep that promise. There's always going to be another excuse. Galahad, and then the Offworlders, and then who knows what, because I don't know why, because you're always so mysterious for some reason, but I know it's true, so stop lying to me.
Are you quite finished?
He's really gone, isn't he?
He is. And this part is never easy.
I haven't felt this way since Sister Tile and the others in the Garden of Graves. This is worse, somehow. I didn't understand it well enough back then.
Oh, la la.
Don't touch me!
You and I both know a very rare breed of pain. It is one thing to lose those you love. It is another entirely to know that they died so that you might live. It makes one question whether their sacrifice was worth it in the end.
Don't tell me it's worth it. I don't believe you.
I won't. But I will tell you that you have been given a gift by Lamorak, by your sisters. It is a heavy gift, one that no person should have to accept. But it is yours, and there is nothing to be done about it now. Your life has come at a dear price, and it is now too precious to throw away on sorrow. We must press on, or Lamorak will have paid for nothing.
I didn't ask him to.
Nor did I ask Sylvie of Hiberna the same. Yet, here we are. May we continue?
I wish you would stop lying to me.
About Lamorak? I cannot know for certain what was in his mind, but I
not
have not
that.
Lied.
You know what I mean. It was something you two were keeping from me.
Oh, Lala.
Years ago, when I was just a child, when you and I met outside the Citadel to stop Galahad, I trusted you because you were the only adult who told me the truth. As much as I've loved everyone else I've met, everyone else who's fought for me, that's why I wanted to travel with you. Because I trusted you to treat me with respect, even when it was difficult. So please, Caroline, I know you. And I know that there's something you and Lam never told me about the Hibernian Witch's camp. And I have a feeling, the same feeling that has guided us this deep into the dark beneath the palace, that I need to know what happened if we're to succeed in what happens next. Please, Caroline, please trust me.
Through your powers of death, Sylvie of Hiberna spoke to me. I was told that I had a choice to make. Allow you to live and doom the universe, or kill you myself and save us all.
What?
Magic is the language of this universe. Humans are a foreign tongue, one that it has yet to master. To create and sustain a half-human, as it has attempted with you, has taken much of its power.
Then, why didn't you kill me?
Because if this universe needs your death to continue, it shouldn't bother to continue at all. I won't call a place my home that is so carnivorous. That is where Lamorak came up with the idea to destroy the Saint's relics. If we can free up enough magic for the universe to protect itself, then you can live.
But I'm not worth that much. A trade like that? Trading me for everyone and everything in the universe? I'm not.
Of course you are, Olala. And this is why I didn't tell you. Because I couldn't stand to listen to a second of this inane line of reasoning. You and I... Do you know why I so readily took you on once I decided to leave the Citadel?
No, I suppose I don't.
Because I saw in you... I knew that you knew what it is to be hunted. And I saw that, despite that fact, you had truly lived. You had found happiness and home in others, and... I would say that you reminded me of myself as a child, but you've done better than I ever did. To prevent myself from being hunted, I became the hunter, a slayer of beasts and men, so that they might fear me. And in doing so, I perpetuated the fear I'd grown in all my life.
But in the end, I have to die, right? If I'm just going to die anyway, what difference does it make?
It makes all the difference that matters. If I were to kill you, we might survive, but what sort of world would we survive within? If 1,000 universes could live only if you died, I would rather let 1,000 universes rot than live in any one of them. I don't know where your home might be. And perhaps I can't promise you one that fits you perfectly, as Silvershaw did, or as Lamorak could. We are given but one world, Olala, and if we cannot find a home within it, we must build that home ourselves. We must treasure any home we manage to scrape together, however far it falls from our lofty hopes and secret dreams. On the battlefield above us, right now, men and monster alike are fighting for our flawed world because it's the only one we have. Now you and I must swallow our hurts and do the same. Can you do that? Olala.
I can. Thank you for telling me.
I suspect I should have told you sooner. You are correct. This is a relationship founded on truth. I mean to keep it so from here on.
I will too. I'm sorry about what I said. I didn't mean...
Let's continue on. With any luck, there will be time for apologies later.
It doesn't seem like we're in the Fish Princess's palace anymore.
No, it certainly doesn't. From the slope of these tunnels, it appears we're heading far underground. You're certain this is the way?
It is. I can feel it. Into the body of the universe itself.
I suppose so. These crystal formations, they seem similar to the crystals in the mirrored planes.
Those ones weren't so colorful. And look inside them, Caroline. There are strange shadows. It's like they're dancing in there.
The path gives way here to a deeper cavern, but this light... There shouldn't be light so far underground.
It's the crystals. The light they give is soft, but there are so many of them in here. And all those shadows... Dancing...
Focus, Olala. I'll have to climb down to the cavern below. Perch on my shoulder and keep a lookout.
Right. Ready.
Very well, then.
That noise. Caroline, do you hear that? It sounds like it's coming from the crystals.
Do not listen to them too closely, Olala. In the mirrored planes, crystals contain the condensed madness and grief of the universe.
These don't seem mad to me.
Perhaps not. But I shouldn't like to find out what they do contain if I can help.
Caroline, are you all right?
The crystal came loose. They feel so unsteady now. The wall hardly feels like stone any longer. It's so warm, soft, wet.
Like flesh. That laughter, it came from somewhere below us, and it sounded like...
Illusions, Olala. Like in the mirrored planes.
But what if it isn't? Caroline, the crystal?
Push it from your mind. We can't let them sway us.
No, the one you're holding, it's coming loose.
What?
Oh. Caroline! Caroline, are you all right?
Oh, nothing's broken. Luckily, these jagged crystals broke my fall.
Look, Caroline, those shadows, they escape from the crystal, and they're forming... But it looks so familiar.
Olala.
Olala. Olala, my little leafling, have you finished your studies? The abbess wants all the sisters to gather for her ceremony, and that means we have to get ready.
Sister Tile?
Be careful, Olala. Whatever magic this is, you know she isn't real.
But she looks so... so... I can feel her. Caroline, I can feel her.
Of course you can, my little leafling. I'm right here. I know I should stop calling you little now, but it's so difficult for me. I remember you when you were so small, and now you... Look at me. I must be getting sentimental in my old age.
You are older, aren't you? It is so good to see you old, Tile. I never thought... But what about Galahad? That intruder, the one who...
Whoever do you mean? I remember no intruder. Oh, but that's the abbess's flute. We have to get you ready, Olala. We will change you into your vestments and prepare your techniques. And later we will have feasting and ghosts.
Tile? My sister?
Olala. If these crystals follow the same premise as those in the mirrored planes, then they are the universe's condensed thought and emotion. But that is all they are.
But she was here, and she had aged. It was like Galahad had never happened.
Perhaps then, this is where the universe imagines what the future might have been like, where it stores its hopes and wanderings.
Seeing her again, it felt so real. I feel... faint.
Be careful where you step, Olala.
Hey, come on, Olala. The parade's about to start.
Lael?
It's a great view up here, isn't it? I told you we wouldn't get caught climbing onto the roof of this place. Pass me one of those meat buns, will you? I'm starving.
And those sounds. It's Silvershore.
I hear it too. This isn't good. With each crystal we break, the illusions grow more solid.
I can't take this, Caroline. Watching all these lives I could have had, it's just too cruel.
They might be kind of awful. The Wayward East Press puts on a hell of a show, don't they? I was thinking we could take another run at their offices soon. Next month, maybe? Ever since we stopped Tristan from making a run at the barrier, I've been curious about if there are any books about what's, out there. out over the edge of the world. Like, what do we want to keep out so bad, right?
If only you never had to know, Lamb.
Yeah, you're probably right. Even I can admit my ignorance is bliss. Grudgingly. Sometimes.
Carolyn, what are you doing? Bringing these visions to an end.
But hey, good company and peaceful times. Can't say I'm not a fan. It's been good having you here, Lola. What do you say we keep it up? Ooh, look, the first boat just started. The volcanoes always put on a fireworks show like you wouldn't believe.
An illusion is spelling rune. Thank you, Caroline. I should have been stronger.
I would never like to meet the creature who would not have been shaken by such a vision. What's important is that it's gone.
Gone. Yes. But the shadows that comprise that vision, why are they still lingering in the air?
Whatever the reason, they don't look like they're happy we've dispelled their play.
Whoa! But Caroline, are you all right?
I managed to deflect it. It was solid, sharp. And it appears it's shattered yet another crystal.
The shadows are joining it. They're growing bigger.
Thank God, Zola. What a surprise. Visiting again after all these years. How is life in Silvershire? Tell me everything and don't skip a detail.
Oh la la, watch out for its blade.
That was close.
With guidance of the emissaries from the Wayward East, we have decided to expand into a new district of our second citadel, where humans and monsters may finally live together in...
Really, the messenger sent to us from the Western Wastes? You seem pretty young.
Half human and half monster. Tales are to be believed. The Garden of Graves, a font of powerful magical science. I think we could learn a great deal from this messenger.
Welcome to our humble home, Othala. Living in a swamp does take some getting used to, but I think a servant of death might find a place so...
Feast your eyes on this.
It's a Garden of Graves. We had the idea, we need help, but we thought maybe we could, fix it up for you, and then you wouldn't have to live all the way on the other side of the mirror plate.
Why are all these visions about me?
The universe must be very invested in your future. A future where humans and monsters can live together in peace. It must be what the universe has wanted most for a very long time. It's no use fighting this thing in here. The more crystals it destroys, the larger it grows. We'll have to lure it elsewhere.
There's a way out over here. Caroline, duck!
It's blocking our only way out, and it's still growing.
What do we do?
I don't know. My runes only angered it. We would need real magic, much more powerful magic, to stop it.
It's winding up for a big swing. I don't think you'll be able to deflect this one.
We're finished if I don't try. Do your worst, Shadows.
What happened? The shadows have all... scattered.
I have my suspicions. The shadows are coalescing again. We have to move now.
Those footsteps. It sounds like they're getting closer and closer.
You again. You won't lay a finger on her.
Caroline, who was that? Why does she look like you?
If I'm not mistaken, we've met once before. In the Mirrored Plains. I called you Hunter then. Stay back. I'm warning you, Hunter. Just as you predicted, you're stronger than me. Whatever terrified part of the universe wanted me to become you has imagined a potent warrior indeed. Blade to blade, I stand no chance. But my blade is not my greatest strength.
Olala, now!
I've made my choice, Hunter. Now stay dead. Excellent work, Olala.
I would have been outmatched without you.
Are you all right, Caroline?
More than all right. I feel at peace. I am so proud of you, Ola.
What was that? Caroline! Caroline? Caroline!
That was quite the trick your friend pulled with that bird monster. Too much for my men to survive, certainly. But a professional like myself, well, once that creature disappeared, you cleared the rest of the way forward for me. I thank you for that.
You? The hand? But Lamb said he had a plan to stop you.
He did. And I'm not too proud to admit that it nearly worked. I'm beginning to suspect that we may have underestimated this plateau slightly, which has made me considerably more curious about those weapons you are holding, little girl.
These aren't for you. You have enough weapons already.
Enough? That word has no place amongst the civilized. Energy, technology, weaponry. If we can use it, we should have it. Now, bring me those weapons, little girl, or my next bullet goes through this woman's head.
You can't.
I can. The hammer and spear, please.
Oh la la, don't.
Caroline.
Well, there's still some life in you, is there? That is soon remedied.
Caroline!
Only my shoulder. The fool missed. Thanks to our visitor here. I thought you might be following us.
Kuan Yi!
What? Where did you come from?
Hurry, Caroline! With that anti-magic weapon in his hands, my magic won't work on him very well. I can only restrain him, but he's strong.
I'll take care of him.
Stop, Olala. You've gone this far without blood on your hands. There's no need to stain them now. The work can only be done if you live to do it. The work can only be done if you live to do it. The work can only be done if you live to do it. The work can only be done if you live to do it.
This is impossible. You should be dead. You should be dead 10 times over.
You think a toy like that could stop me?
How? How?
You think a man like you could stop me?
We are your superiors. We are the only reason you human traitors are even on this barbaric plateau.
Superiors? No. Your technology may outclass our own. You may have aeroplanes and armored wagons and explosions and cannons you hold in your hands. You may outnumber us 1,000 to 1. And once upon a time, you could, perhaps, have stopped me as you stopped Galahad and Absalom. But against me now, against a woman with purpose and the will to see it through, you are hopelessly unarmed.
My love.
Not without you, silly. I've got plenty of magic to go around. We'll just use the universe's power to warp out of here and you'll be good as new, good as...
Kuan Yi!
Oh my.
Serves you right. Magic. Foul. And now for you, you little... You little...
No. It's too awful. It can't be true. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for everything. If I came here faster, if I hadn't driven you away, if I hadn't burned you.
Shh, my love. Shh. All that's forgiven. Anyone would buckle under that madness. Oh, Lala, before you go, I must say, our years of traveling across the universe, you and I, Kuan Yi, Angelo and Ale, those were the greatest home I ever had. I am truly sorry that I never found a home that suited you as well as those years suited me.
Caroline, no. I love that time too. I would give anything to go back.
But it was never what you wanted. I knew that. And I knew that one day we would part ways. This way is as good as any other, I suppose.
We don't have to park here. I'll find the slingshot and I'll destroy it, and then I'll come back here for you and Kuan Yi, and then we'll... Oh, sweet girl.
I promised you that I would be honest, Oh Lala. And so you must accept my honesty now. I am dying. I suspect Kuan Yi is as well. You wasting time with us helps no one. But there are still others above ground that you could save if you act quickly. But would you make me one final promise, Oh Lala, before you go?
Of course, Caroline. Anything.
When you find your home, however long it takes, promise me that you will not settle for anything less than you deserve.
I do, Caroline. I promise.
That's my good girl. Now go.
But Caroline, Kuan Yi...
Go.
Goodbye, little half-half. Caroline, I don't want to die.
Nor do I. We always assumed you would outlive me, didn't we? By centuries, if your magic held out. So, I hope you don't mind my saying that if I have to die, I'm glad to do it with you.
I was gonna be such a beautiful widow. Caroline, what do we do now?
Oh, we wait for the end, whatever it may be. That is all that is left to be done. You can do this, Oh Lala. I know you can.
What's this chamber? It's so dark, and I don't see any way forward. You can figure this out, Oh Lala. Caroline trusted you too. And Liam, and everyone else, you can do this. Stone floor, stone columns. This looks like the Fish Princess's palace again. Like this room was just swallowed up. And on that side, my, that's a deep hole. And so bright. I can't see the bottom. But if this is the end, where is St. Ferdinand's slingshot?
Hello, Lala.
Who's that? Who are you?
I think you may know the answer to that. You came here in search of me, in a way.
How would I know you? I've never met you before. And yet... you're... but that's impossible. You're Saint Ferdinand, aren't you?
I do not believe that I am a saint. Those who call me such never knew me as I was. To those I love, I have always been Ferdinand. It is an honor to meet you.
An honor for you, but you're Saint Ferdinand. Sorry, I mean just Ferdinand. People tell stories about you and all the good deeds you've accomplished and how very brave you were, and
but
also...
the same could be said of you in my time, Olala. Though you did not always go by that name. In my day, people told tales of the adventures of a half-human, half-monster girl who traveled the four regions of the universe and, however briefly, united them. The unrest and distrust between humans and monsters that we inherited in my day, you very nearly solved it. We, my brothers and I, we only ever made it worse.
The last time I was alive, I did all that?
So the story said. I always chose to believe them. It saddens me to hear that those tales have been lost to time. They were my very favorites. When my brother Damien would tell them to me. Even Aaron loved them, though he would busy himself with his net weaving and pretend not to listen. He and Damien never liked to show one another too much outward affection. It is good to see that you have continued those adventures in this new life of yours. It gives me hope. And that has been difficult to come by, down here in the dark.
What do you mean? I haven't done anything as great as you've said.
Haven't you? Who did you enter this palace with? A great warrior of the Southern Frosts, a powerful witch of the Western Wastes, a reformed strategist who called the Wayward East his home. All while up above us, human and monster alike from the northern wilds fight an unwinnable war, side by side, because you asked them to. You have done more in a little more than a decade than most manage in a little less than a century. Much more than my brothers and I accomplished, however good our intentions.
But you did so much. You saved the Fish Princess, and the First Citadel,
and both were destroyed by the gifts we were given. I do appreciate your kindness, Olala, but I'm brave enough at least to face the truth. I would ask that you not attempt to convince me otherwise.
All right then. What happened here? The Fish Princess's palace. From the story I heard, I expected it to be beautiful. But it seems... abandoned.
Truthfully, I do not know. It was quite beautiful once, when my brothers and I first set eyes on it. But by the time I returned to right my third of our terrible wrong, it was in the state you see before you. The universe, I think it feels more than it thinks. Its trauma created the Eastern Desert. I think its disappointment may have caused this catastrophe. But perhaps that's self-centered of me. To think my brothers and I could have disappointed the universe enough to cause a natural disaster. I suppose I don't know very much at all. No matter how many hundreds of years I've been down here. Some mysteries don't like when you try to answer them.
I must ask you a question, St. Ferdinand. I'm here because I need your slingshot. Something terrible is happening above, and we need
to... destroy it, yes. Along with my brother's hammer and harpoon.
You knew? I don't understand. You came all this way to return the slingshot, but you're still here, and there's...
And over these many years, it has become clear to me that there remains no one to return it to. I was too late. And... alone. All alone. Sometimes, we must do what we can when the moment demands it, because a moment, like every one of us, dies far too soon. That yawning pit beside us, that crevasse which sings its strange and mournful song, I believe it leads to the very heart of the universe itself.
The heart of the universe? Could anything survive down there?
Can anything survive death? The rot that fertilizes the soil and primes it for life anew. is that also the perseverance of a life? When a mother teaches her child a song, and that song remains a lullaby centuries after, has the mother lived beyond her death?
I don't know.
Nor I. Yet I think that is the question. The universe is magic. Thinks and dreams in the language of magic. Constructs its desires with magic as its blueprint, tools, and materials. When one becomes when one returns to magic, it is certain that one becomes something. But who can say what, in particular?
I don't know. But if that pit leads to the universe's heart, then I think that's where these relics must be laid to rest.
I would agree. If no one has a rightful claim to them any longer, let them be returned from whence they came. The sling I was gifted rests in the shadows beside that wall over there. I wish you luck, Olala. Luck serves the worthy and unworthy in equal measure, but if any creature of any shape has ever deserved it, you surely deserve it now.
Thank you, Ferdinand. But what will happen to you? Once I've cast away these relics, will you return with me to... Ferdinand? Oh. There. In the darkness, I think I see... the slingshot, and clutching it, a pile of bones. They look like a child's bones, and the leg is broken. Ferdinand, to die here alone, no one should have to be that brave. No one. Thank you, bravest of boys. Thank you for everything. And now, with the hammer, spear, and slingshot in hand, there's only one thing left to do. Oh, universe. You gave these gifts to the monsters of the Northern Wilds once. To help them learn to live through an unforgiving past. I ask that you take them back now, so that we all may live through this terrible war. Please, universe. So many people have died for this. Please let this be enough. First, St. Aaron's hammer. Second, St. Damien's spear. And third, St. Ferdinand's slingshot. Nothing happened. And those sound like more of the invaders' explosives overhead. They're still here, then. It's not fair. It's just not fair. It's just... The longer I take, the more people will die. Why? Why does it have to be so awful? Lamorack and Caroline and Quan Yi, Tilly and all my sisters, and now me? It's not fair. I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't. But I'm the only one who can do anything. The only one. yours. If there was not enough magic trapped in your relics, then I offer myself. Use my magic to repel the invaders and keep them out for good, so the people I love can still live. Just take a running start, Olala. Just run and jump, and the rest will happen on its own. I was a child, and now Silvershire happened, and then everything became so that makes me glad too. Thank you. You really think so? But even if that's true, I'll miss everyone so much. Angelo and Ale and everyone else. How do you say goodbye to everyone at once? How can you possibly bear it? It would be terrible to forget them. To be somewhere or something that has no memory at all. Do you remember when we went on our first adventure, Tale? Out in the woods of the Western Wastes, where we found that King Tyrant lizard? The world seemed so big then, but it felt so possible to see all of it, every inch. And I've loved every inch I've seen. I suppose we are very lucky to have seen so much of the universe in so short a time. And even if I can't see it, someone else should be able to. As awful as it is to say goodbye, it would be worth it for such a beautiful universe to go on. Okay. I'm ready. Here I come, universe. But please, whatever happens to me, whatever I become, please don't let me forget this time. Please.
I didn't notice that I could feel her before, but I can't any longer. She's gone. You liar, Sylvie. You told me it would matter. You told me it was my choice.
Olala, gone? Are you sure?
You said that I would choose whether she died, Sylvie. But what did my choice matter? What did any of this matter if she was just going to die regardless?
Caroline, shh. All of us not gone. Not really.
What?
One of us doomed. No matter how many times we repel these invaders, there are always more machines on the horizon.
We must stay vigilant, my friend and rival. Olala, Caroline, Sir Lamorak, they must be victorious.
weird noise.
Here they come again. Get ready.
What the hell?
They've disappeared. The Offworlders and their machines! They're gone! We've done it! We won!
Here, sweets. This anti-magic bullet has sapped most of my power, but take what I have left and see if you feel her. There she is. She's faint, but she's still there. Somewhere. How? What does it mean?
But where are they? Sir Lamorak and Caroline and Olala? If they're victorious, why haven't they escaped that palace yet?
Look! The Fish Princess's palace! It's crumbling!
Your choice mattered, my Caroline. It made all the difference in the world. If you, the human who Ola trusted more than any other, had killed her, the universe would have given up hope. It would never have tried our little half-human, half-monster girl again.
Tried her again? Then you think she'll come back to life again someday, as she did before?
The universe thinks so. Only because you protected her and loved her and brought her here. If you had taken the easy way out like I wanted to, then there wouldn't have been a future for her to come back to. Not one she could find a home in.
What do you mean?
I'm so tired. The universe has been so loud in my head for so long, but at last, at long last, it's finally quiet. Kiss me, Caroline. I think I might be.
Of course, my love. Kuan Yin. Suppose I should have expected you would go first. You were always so patient, weren't you? I love that about you. Well, Sylvie, I live to see the work finished. Now, the task complete, I find myself more exhausted than I have ever been. Perhaps the rest won't be so terrible. Scraping and clawing for every minute. Just close my eyes.
Sir Lamorak! Olala! Caroline, you must escape quickly! Olala! Caroline!
I'd find you here.
Ollie! What a pleasant surprise. What brings you to the center of the universe? Have you come to assist me in my task?
I've come to help you, sure. Just not with these rocks. So, have you been holding up?
My strength remains as reliable as ever. The Fish Princess's palace was grand indeed, and moving the rubble that once comprised it stone by stone is a slow process. I think I've nearly cleared the remains of the gatehouse, but there is much work to be done if I'm to clear a path to freedom for Caroline, Olala, and Sir Lamorak.
You still think they're down there?
I have known them for longer than you, Ale, and I know that they could never be done in so easily. But I can't afford to dawdle. The saints only know how many provisions they've found down there. Why, they must have worked through weeks of food already. My prodigious strength must save the day.
Weeks? It's been a month, Angelo.
That long already? My, my. Well, as I said, I must hurry.
Angelo. You all right over there, schoolboy?
I am... well, it's merely a lingering wound from our battle. I must return to work.
I think you need to take a break.
I cannot afford one. The climate of this place has stabilized, but this sea is only dry for a few short hours. Then I must wait the greater part of a day before it dries again. I cannot afford to...
From the look of you, you can't afford to injure yourself more than you already have. Just sit down with me a minute, all right? We can hydrate.
Hydrate? Yes, I suppose I should.
Here.
My thanks.
So, a lot's happened since you started on all this. People have been asking about you.
Have they?
Yep. Mira, especially.
Why would the queen concern herself with me?
Not a queen anymore. The monsters want her to join the Senate, and someone definitely will, but... I get the impression she might be done with power for a while. Her last proclamation ended the monarchy. And the Citadel, actually.
Then there will be no third Citadel?
Sounds like. People have been moving to the surrounding villages. Ballast and Quarry and all them. A lot of people in Milltown, too, actually. After what Galahad did, there were plenty of empty houses to go around.
That must be difficult for you.
It was. For a little bit. Seeing strangers come out of houses that used to belong to my friends. But now? I don't know. It's kind of nice having a lot of people in Milltown again. It feels... alive. Moving on is hard.
I suppose it must be.
But Caroline and Olala would want you to do it, you know? Hell, if Caroline knew what you were doing, she'd be pissed.
I won't give up on them. I can't. No, I won't believe it.
Losing people you love? It's awful because there's nothing you can do about it. Nowhere you can put those feelings, you know? And sometimes you latch onto something and you convince yourself, hey, it's easy. If I just did that, I wouldn't feel so awful all the time anymore. It'd all get easier. If I just kill Galahad, thinking of all the people he took from me won't hurt so much anymore.
If I just move this palace, brick by brick, I'll know. And then... then...
But to be honest with you, Galahad's dead and I still miss them. I'm starting to think I always will. And... I think you know they're not still underneath all that rubble, schoolboy. Trying to fix the past is a dead end. The future, forcing yourself to get excited about what happens next, even if it hurts, that's the only way out. Only one I've figured out anyway. Let it out, Angelo. You don't have to smile for me. Just let it out.
It isn't right. It isn't just. I was prepared to die. This body, this strength, it has always been a weapon of war. I have no use in a world of peace. I could be discarded. But Olala, Caroline...
That's not true. People still need you. I just came from a place where a lot of people need someone like you really badly. It's just not for your strength anymore.
I am Angelo the Strong. There is nothing else. And still it was not enough.
Nah.
What?
Just nah. That's not true. I'm not going to pretend like it is. So? Look, it's not all rainbows and campfire sing-alongs up north. Not all of the knights took it well when Mira disbanded the Knights of the Crown, and they've got their own little enclave they're setting up. Not everyone's buying into giving human monster peace a shot. Hell, not everyone has a place to stay. What Ola and them did, impressive as it was never going to be enough to put a happy ending on everything all by itself. I think for the first time ever we've got a shot at making things better, but it's not going to happen overnight, and it's not going to be easy. But I've been thinking about it a lot, and I think we have to do it. For her.
For who?
Olala. Whenever she comes back. She always said she wanted a place to call home, and I'm not sure there was a place like that when she was around. But we could build one. We could make a universe she could be herself in, so that when she comes back, she can enjoy life this time instead of fighting for it so hard every day.
When she comes back? I hadn't considered that. But I suppose she came back to life at least once before, yes?
Might be a long time from now. Long after we're dead, probably. But given everything she did for us, I'd say we owe the kid, don't you?
Yes. Yes, I believe we do.
But we can't do it alone. And people are so scared of the present that they haven't even thought about the future. They need an optimist, I think. Someone who can get them excited about what comes next. Someone strong enough to build some houses wouldn't be half bad either. People need you, Angelo. I need you.
You what?
If you're not still interested, I get it. I kept you waiting such a long time, with Galahad and everything else. But now, I've been thinking a lot about getting excited for the future. And there's only one future I can think of that excites me. I want to rebuild. The world, yeah. But I want to rebuild us too.
Ollie, but of course, I can't believe after all this time, you... But of course, you...
So, what do you say, schoolboy? Are you going to keep moving rocks back and forth? Or are you ready to come home? Whatever home ends up being in this weird new world.
A new world. A better world. One that Olala might find a home in.
It'll only happen if we make it happen.
Then I think we'd best get started right away, don't you?
Knew you'd come around.
Goodbye, Olala. Goodbye, Caroline. I shall keep you forever in my heart, and I do believe I will be a better man for it.
Schoolboy? You coming?
With haste, Ale! A bold new future awaits!
Well, the time is nearly upon us. Are we ready to begin?
I am indeed. Rilla?
More than ready. I'm so excited. I can't believe it's happening again. I can't believe how lucky we are.
Do you truly believe it to be luck, Amaryllis?
Well, maybe luck's not the right word. Ever since the universe got so much of its magic back, it feels like there's a strange and interesting magical phenomenon every week. I haven't had time to study my old notes because I keep writing new ones. It's amazing.
A miracle of a kind.
Let's not get cocky just yet. No matter how much magic is in the air, this is an exceedingly rare phenomenon. If we miss our chance, it could be another...
The Petrichorus! It's begun!
To the organic altar! Quickly!
Have you prepared your offerings? Remember that these will be incorporated into
our... Yes, we have them ready. Here's mine. Research notes from my first days living at the keep.
A poem written about the two greatest loves in my life.
A flower from the first species of bloom I ever created. Now, to our places. Keep! Commence the final preparations! The rigging looks right. The organic altar is in bloom. Pitcher plants full. All is in order. Amaryllis, status report on your machine.
Liquid vibration drums active and ready to record.
Damien, are you prepared to say the shaping words?
I am ready.
Keep. Open the workshop roof. Damien, now!
Oh, singing skies, oh, rain that drums the very ground, mark us, simple audience, to your music, we small creatures who beg you unto encore and encore again. We stand in awe of your creative force, that which we call Petrichorus, and ask only for a drop of that creative force for a creation of our own. A child, formed from what each of us finds most precious. A living testament to our love, free of the burdens of tradition that will survive even when two of us have passed.
Look, it's growing. Something's growing on the altar.
The shaping words are working, honeysuckle. Keep going.
From Rilla's notes, may this child know curiosity about the world around her. From my poetry, may this child know beauty in all things. From Lord Arum's bloom, may this child know life. Grant us this gift of creation, O universe, that our love might take a physical form for us to further share our love with. After an age of darkness and death, let us usher in a new era with the birth of a new life.
Seems the Petrichorus has passed.
But did it work?
There is something upon the altar. Something large.
Is that an egg?
It looks to me to be a seed.
So do we plant it or sit on it?
It's hatching.
Saints above!
Look at her. She's so beautiful. Her little fingers and toes. Her flower petals, her chubby little face.
Only a child. We've planned this for so long, but to finally see her. Those incredible emerald eyes. It's breathtaking.
Such a precious thing. A new life. A life made from our truest selves. I can think of no better union.
There now, actually. There, there. Surrounded by love. Love is the soil in which you will be raised. I promise you that you will always know love as long as I still draw breath. And however many years or centuries pass, I will be able to look into your face and see the love I share with Amaryllis and my honeysuckle.
I didn't know you were so good with kids, Arum.
This is our hatchling. I will do whatever she needs.
We must name her.
Although it has been rare for women to hold high roles in St. Damien's Temple, there are several who come to mind whose names we might use.
According to my old notes, some of the scientific classifications for beetles native to the Swamp of Titan's Blooms have beautiful names.
Hyacinth. I think I would like to call her Hyacinth. A flower to join the amaryllis and honeysuckle I love. If that name is agreeable to the both of you, of course.
Hyacinth. That's beautiful, Aram.
What better name for a child of this Swamp of Titan's Blooms?
Aram, can I hold her?
Oh, yes, of course.
Hello there, little Hyacinth. You're going to grow up in a much better world than we did. I promise.
We'll make sure of it.
Whoa, Dampier, whoa. Huh. There's something kind of familiar about this spot, don't you think? Can't help feeling like we've been here before. Oh, he'll be here all right. I know he will.
Hey, speak of the devil. Long time no see, Tal. How are you?
Good. How about you?
You know, living the dream. Someone's dream, anyway. Wishing I knew what mine was these days. Hey, I was just in the swamp meeting Rilla's new kiddo. Cute little tyke. Sneezed a cloud of pollen all over my shirt, but at least that's better than, you know, snot. Maybe I don't like babies that much. They told me you came to visit about a week ago. I was surprised I hadn't heard from you.
Yeah, well...
Or when I went to visit Mom and Dad over in Quarry. Dad said you brought him something for his knee, so thanks for that. But when I got there, they said you just left. I feel like for a month and change now, I just keep barely missing you. Ever since, you know, the big battle. Hey, I thought this spot looked kind of familiar. Have we been here before?
Oh, this is where we met Caroline for the first time. The day we fought the Janus Beast. I thought you did that on purpose.
Oh. I guess that makes sense. Big road leading out of the... Well, what used to be the Citadel. Man, Caroline. I can't believe she's gone.
Me neither.
It does feel a little bit like she's just going to come walking out of those bushes any minute now, doesn't it? Then we could do the whole thing over again. Start from the top. Maybe not make so many mistakes this time.
Mark?
Yeah?
Can I ask why you wanted to meet me here today? I got that pigeon, and I don't know. I kept waiting to hear from you, and then it was just, meet me here.
Yeah, I wrote a longer letter originally. Only it was so long that the paper got too heavy for the pigeon to carry, and then I thought, hell, maybe he doesn't want to talk to me, and if that's true, he definitely doesn't want a 10-yard stroll. I was waiting to hear from you, too, I guess. That was pretty stupid. So, I asked you to meet me here so I could say a few things. But one of them is definitely goodbye.
Goodbye?
Yeah, I've been trying to help out with Mom and Dad and everyone else who lost a home after the second Citadel fell, but I keep getting this feeling in my guts, this restless feeling, you know?
Yeah, actually, I think I do.
It's like I spent my whole life wanting to be a knight. Everything I did was for that goal. And it was exhausting, yeah, and I hurt myself more than a few times, but it was also... I never had to wonder what I was supposed to be doing, if that makes sense. There was always an answer, a purpose I was moving towards. And then I became a knight, and to be honest, I felt pretty lost. I didn't have that purpose anymore. My whole life was just flapping in the wind. Do you get any of that?
No.
Oh.
I don't think I ever wanted to be a knight. Not really. I thought monsters were cool, and I liked learning about them. And I wanted you to be a knight because you wanted it so badly. But that lost feeling, flapping in the wind, that's kind of how I've always felt. I've never met anybody who does exactly what I want to do. I don't know how to imagine it.
Man, you didn't want to be a knight? And you still let me bully you into going around with me all those years?
It wasn't bullying. Well, it wasn't always bullying.
That's fair. I'm glad to hear that at least, but... Look, Tel, the other thing I wanted to say to you is...
You're sorry?
Yeah. Yeah, actually. But specifically for...
For killing all those monsters?
Sure, right. And also...
Listening
just...
to Tristan.
Yeah, and...
And Absalon and Galahad, and not listening to me when I told you to stop.
Yeah, wow, that's a lot, and also true. So, I just wanted to say...
You're sorry. Right, you said that.
Thanks. So, think you can forgive me?
What? You're my brother, and you've done a lot of good things since then. And you apologized. So, of course I've forgiven you.
Oh, boy, that's a real load off. Thanks, Tel.
Yeah, of course. So, when you leave on your big adventure, can I come?
Yes, please. I can't think of anybody I'd rather bum around the universe with.
Me neither. But, where are we going?
I always used to pick. Let's change things up and have you pick this time. What have you been thinking about?
I guess I just want to see the universe. Not just the North. I want to meet new people and learn from them. I want to see monsters I've never seen before. And then, maybe, one day, if I feel like I know enough, I'll figure out what I want to do with my life.
It kind of sounds to me like you just did, Tal.
Oh. Huh. Maybe.
So, where to specifically?
I don't care so long as it's new.
Me neither. How about the Western Wastes? That glass city gull was supposed to be full of beautiful ladies.
And I have always wanted to see a King Tyrant lizard.
Ha ha, Gullwood is then. Let's get moving, Dupier. There's a whole universe out there just waiting for us to discover it. And we only get one life to see as much of it as we can manage.
Hey, can we find something to eat on the way there? I was really nervous about coming out here, so I didn't, you know.
Depends. Are we talking restaurant food or just, like, berries you pick out of the dirt?
Berries don't grow in the dirt, Mark.
Listen, if it doesn't grow directly out of a waiter's hands and into my mouth, I'm not interested.
Oh, well, now that I'm imagining that, I don't know if I want to go to a restaurant either.
You and Dapier can eat outside, though. I'm thinking three courses, a couple of drinks. Now, this is...
If you've enjoyed this tale, please consider supporting The Penumbra. You can do so by buying our merchandise. Just go to thepenumbrapodcast.com and click on the store tab. You can also make a one-time donation to The Penumbra via PayPal at The Penumbra Podcast. Or, if you'd like to keep our stories running in the long term, we hope you will support us on Patreon. Every dollar helps. At just $4 per episode or higher, you will receive ad-free episodes 2 days before the public release. At the $7 level, you will gain access to behind-the-scenes content and production scripts. And at the $10 level, you will receive access to a mega-commentary featuring all the key players from this final episode: Leslie Drescher, Marge Dunn, Melissa DeJesus, M. Sutherland, and Jim Lee, Melissa Enulet, Matthew Zonzinger, Noah Symes, Stefano Purdy, Jason Mellon, and co-creators Harley Takagi-Kaner and Kevin Vibert.
Paying less of a focus.
Right? Yeah.
But even with that, the Penumbra has for the past 7 years, for me, just kind of always been there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was like, oh, well, I'm not going to do as much there. This season. That's fine. Oh, but here's an episode on a random Tuesday. Okay, it's time to go back and do Damien for a little bit.
Right.
And now it's just kind of going to be done.
Crazy.
Which is a little
it's
sad.
It's pretty wild,
It's been a constant in, our lives for a very long time, and it's weird that it's going to be ending.
We would like to give thanks to all who support us on Patreon, but especially to Ted, I can't believe how bad you got us. My Penumbra hyperfixation is back at 100% power. Amethyst, The Corn Eye and the Lonely Ghost, Alexiou, Tori Zuza, Dandy Fine, a.k.a. Mr. Jet Sekuliak's number one fan, ZZ here, Pietro Juno, Jonathan Wilkes Will Miss OG Penumbra, Juno Steele and the Costco Hot Dog, Hi, My Name is DJ and I Love This Podcast, Ari Berry, Jonas Steele, An Intrepid Lilac, Andy Bell, The Werners Weeping Wildly About the Citadel's Captivating Conclusion, Jules Shows Up 5 Seasons Late with Starbucks, Casey O, Juno G, Eska, Bettina Trevino, Alim Muktadir, Brittany Potter, Sophia and Juno. Thank you for the transgenderism, Juno Steele. The Emerald Ate This Podcast, haha. With love for the end and hope for the beginning, Mr. Me, Myself, and I, Nore, Kira, Jack M. Cohen, Ren, Paladin of Gawain, Good Boy of the Citadel, Girl in the Midnight Sky, thank you, Penumbra team, for your amazing work, Braylon, Quintessence finally finished Second Citadel, oops, Hannah and Leah's Adventures in Gender Shenanigans, the Lady Guinevere thanks you for joining us, travelers, Sydney bids a tearful goodbye to the Second Citadel, Jammy, Rachel, Osipete, Diana Cause, Benjamin Fisher, SCP Chloe, Desert Willow isn't ready to say goodbye to these characters yet, Samantha Rodriguez, Carrot Cup Jester, Rachel Howard, June Gishoku, Skyfire Forever, The Lady Has Claimed Another One, Jay Hull, James Evelyn, The Bestest Detective, Liv Allen, Alice the Time Lord, In Memory of Spiral Opal, Eden the Gay Bookworm, Sir Baden the Grateful for this podcast, Michael David Smith, Goodbye Sir Damien, Oh Honeysuckle, My Honeysuckle, Kiki's Podcast Patronage Service, Caroline Seidman, Shura, Radia Sulna, Rain and Pippin from the Glen Dimension, Karen ZH, Genetic, Cortu, Minchowski, Ash, B. Flanagan, and Angel Acevedo for their incredibly generous contributions per episode. Thank you. This tale, The World to Come, was told by the following people. Marge Dunn as Olala and Saint Ferdinand. Leslie Drescher as Caroline. Melissa DeJesus as Kuan Yi. Benny W. Farr IV as The Hand. M. Sutherland as Angelo. And Jimily as Ale. Melissa Enulet as Rilla. Matthew Zonzinger as Damien. Noah Symes as Lord Arum, Stefano Purdy as Mark, and Jason Mellon as Talfrin. The Penumbra is created and produced by Harley Takagi-Kaner and Kevin Vibert. If you wish to know more about the full production team, you can read about them in the show notes of this episode. I'm afraid that is our time for today, dear traveler. We hope you will join us again soon.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.